Coming up on this special episode of the Sarlacc Pit Podcast, Chris, Alex, and I take our shot at Star Wars commentaries, starting with the original 1977 film, Star Wars: A New Hope. So grab your favorite edition of the movie, cue it up, and follow along as we give our thoughts, stories, and theories on the one that started it all. It's Star Wars: A New Hope commentary, Sarlacc Pit style, and it starts right now.
Just got to the Sarlacc pit.
And the powerful it is.
The almighty Sarlacc.
Binds the galaxy together.
All-powerful Sarlacc.
Its energy surrounds us and binds us.
Welcome to the Sarlacc Pit, official podcast of GalacticBinder.com and Yoda'sNews.com, the fans podcast. So grab your lightsabers and join your hosts, Matt Krenke and Chris Hoffice Planet, for this round of discussions.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to the Sarlacc Pit Podcast, a podcast to help you digest everything in the Star Wars universe. This is episode number 77 for September 27th, 2014. I am one of your co-hosts, Matt the Crankster Krenke, and on the other side of the mic, your host and creator, Chris Hoth Ice Planet Swift. What's up, my friend? We got a special episode for number 77, huh?
Yeah, what's going on? We get to go back to 1977, and we're going to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, and we got Alex is back, Alex Radback from Yoda'sNews.com. Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
And you just kind of clued us in. We were just talking about the episode number. It's episode number 77, and we got a special episode to do today. We're going to actually delve into the commentaries, man. You've heard a lot of podcasts do this, and Chris and I were like, man, it's our turn to do this. We're going to do a little commentary on the 1977 film Star Wars. We're going to start off with the first one, Chris. And, you know, we talked about this, Chris, and we're like, hey, let's put it in. We're going to actually do the Blu-ray. So we got the Blu-ray, except for you, Alex. You have the special edition. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you know what? It does, who cares? You know, it doesn't really matter if you have the VHS, if you have the Laserdisc, if you have the DVD, the Blu-ray, whatever, pop it
I'm
in.
I'm actually
pop Star
just going to be listening along with the radio drama.
Oh, wow. You got a little extra going there. All right. Yeah, like I said, you know, it doesn't matter, right, Chris? I mean, just put any Star Wars in. We're going to load it to the A Long Time Ago screen, and we're going to start from there. And like I said, it doesn't matter what version you have. It's not going to be that far off when we're talking about this movie. So you don't have to have the Blu-ray. Just put it, if you even have a torrent, who cares? Put it on. Let's do this. And for those of you that are listening, maybe and you can't get to a TV right now, you're on the road or you're at a computer, it doesn't matter. We're going to have this thing playing hopefully loud enough to where you can actually hear it and hear what's going on as we're talking about it. So we're going to have a good time. All right, so like you said, we are on the A Long Time Ago screen. So if everybody wants to take a second, and if you're listening and you're going to and watch it as we talk about this, go ahead and set it up. And we're going to hit play here. You want to count us down, Chris?
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
Everybody ready? 3, 2, 1, play.
And here we go. Man, you know, I remember actually going to the theater with my parents. I know I was only 7, but these are those types of movies, Chris, that you kind of remember just little pieces like that. And especially at that age, I know it's kind of hard to remember that far back, but
yeah,
I do remember that.
Oh, very much. I just remember, as I've mentioned it before, when I first saw the words, I was like, what the heck is this? I don't want to have to read. Because I hated reading. But, I mean, like we've said before, this is probably the most memorable opening sequence of any movie.
Oh, yeah, arguably one of the best. Alex, you didn't get to see it, you know, in the theater like some of us did. You were introduced to it by your father. You said that on the last episode, right?
So it was towards the late 90s for me when I first saw them. I remember seeing the special edition in theaters, so I had that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
Anytime it comes in the theaters, I got to go see them.
Yeah, I remember going back to the special editions because, man, special editions, extra scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, stuff we hadn't seen before, you know? I mean, and people still, man, they don't like that. But I'm like, man, this is cool. You get to see extra stuff I've never seen before. It makes the movie kind of fresher. So here we go. So we're panning down.
At least they didn't change this opening sequence, though.
No. And one of the most iconic scenes in movie history right there. As the Tantive IV flies over in the Star Destroyers. Star Destroyer. You know, Chris, I remember watching that and going, wow, that's a huge ship. And it was the Tantive IV. And then the Star Destroyer comes up. You're like, holy crap. Blu-ray looks fantastic too, by the way.
So crisp.
The sound is incredible already.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Yep. The best thing about the Blu-rays is the sound is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Here we got Silver C-3PO.
Yeah, right?
I don't even think they ever gave that one a name.
Which is kind of ironic because we see C-3PO's first armor coating that he had was silver.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. With the silver leg.
You know, and I remember one thing, this kind of scared me as a kid, this part where they're lined up in the hallways, because I was like, there is no way that they could defend themselves. I mean, they're just sitting in a hallway.
Yeah.
It kind of terrified me.
Their tactics aren't very good, are they?
Exactly. Not very good. I'd be one hiding.
Not much cover and concealment right there, I'll tell you that. They're right in the open, but
yeah,
I guess they didn't plan the ship for this kind of attack, you know. Tactically, it's not a very...
And this one guy standing 10 feet from the wall, I mean, the door when it opens, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong spot.
So much apprehension just in the first 30 seconds.
Introduced to the stormtroopers.
Yeah, I thought, man, this is cool. Pretty good. You know? I mean,
until
we
get one of the second most iconic scenes in history, and one of the greatest villains of all time.
So, what was everybody's initial thoughts of the stormtroopers? Did everybody think they were people, or was there some kind of different qualities about them that maybe you questioned? Or
I thought they were robots. You know, I didn't think they were people. Yeah,
I'd never crossed my mind. I just always assumed they were people in suits.
Yeah,
I thought that was a cyborg thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember thinking that too.
What made me say that is because Luke and Han put on this uniform, so I was like, okay, they're human. Yeah.
There he is, my favorite character of all time, Darth Vader.
It's a striking scene here. You
isn't it?
Yeah. Black and just a completely white background to everything going on. He just stands out.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, just the contrast of him. And you're like, okay, you know that he is something important just from that, the contrast of the two. There's Leia plugging in her USB drive.
She's uploading a message on YouTube.
Yeah.
Definitely ahead of the time.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember after I grew up, I remember hearing that people hated 3PO, and I never understood it. I always thought he was great. I mean, he's just a whiny droid.
Yeah.
Always nervous and worried about everything.
A whiny.
Love me some stormtroopers.
There we go. The only time we actually see Vader choking with his own hand, right?
Yep. Yeah, because after that he doesn't even bother to.
Doesn't need to. Yeah. And there's a great. This is kind of a blooper right here when he throws. I can't remember his name. He throws him. He actually watch his hands. He actually touches the wall with his hands. Like you wouldn't do that if you were dead. Just one of those weird things you see.
Subconsciously breaking his fall.
Right. Right.
That was Captain Antilles, by the way.
Captain Antilles. There you go. God, I knew that.
He owned the droids, or he was in charge of the two droids until they got down to Tatooine.
Oh, Leia with a bad shot. She's almost as bad as the Stormtroopers.
I always thought this was terribly funny.
Yeah.
3PO.
Oh, this is one of our favorite lines, too. Remember C-3PO, the deal is? I think this is one of mine. Maybe yours, too, Chris. We talked about this a few episodes ago.
Yep. I love how he always called him names.
Like, oh, time to go. Okay, so here we go, Chris. This is one of our... We talked about plot issues a few episodes ago as well. And this is like one of those ones. It's kind of funny because all they have to do is blast this and the whole saga is over. Because the plans are in there. But the Empire decides to save a few bucks, a few credits, and they let it go. And so now we have a movie. But yeah.
As a kid, the only thing that kind of puzzled me was, okay, they're laser bolts. It's not like it's an actual bullet that they're wasting. It's just energy.
Well, I mean, you think about heavy artillery like that. I'm sure it probably costs, you know, upwards of $1 million for one round to fire. So.
Yeah. He's saving a little cash, man. He's saving the Empire. Here we go. Vader and his daughter.
Recovers pretty quick from the stun bolt.
Yeah. A lot of people ask, you know, why doesn't Leia sense or Vader sense that that's his daughter? And not in just this movie, but the whole OT. But
because it wasn't in the script.
Yeah. Here's a Vader, too, that is a dull, you know, when you think of Empire and Return of the Jedi, he's so glossy and just right here, though, he's got that matted finish to his helmet and his armor. They really clean him up and shine him up in Empire and Return of the Jedi. Need that to me. James Earl Jones.
Now, if I remember correctly, he's not even credited in
right.
the movie, right?
No, he wasn't right. originally. Right. He is now, but he wasn't when it originally released.
I think I remember reading that he did not want to be associated with the movie.
I think he changed his tune now, though. Yeah. Here we go. They're on. First look at Tatooine.
And I always wondered as a kid is when that thing hit the ground, how in the world did them two, how were they able to get out of the pod in one piece?
Right, and then shatter them in a million pieces, yeah.
Well, it looks like it has a deployed parachute.
That's what I was thinking, too. Maybe it had some, like our space shuttles used to, or not space shuttles, but our Apollo missions or whatever.
Yeah.
I love the look of him here. He's so dirty and dingy.
Again, here's another one of our favorite scenes with these two, with the duo here, Laurel and Hardy, when he kicks them. Talking about the mission, yeah.
Poor 3PO, he's just along with R2, and he never knows anything that's going on.
Yeah, he's always left out in the cold as to what's going on. I just got a mission.
I always love this part. R2 screams back at him.
Yeah. He's like, come on, buddy, let's go. Are you sure you're going to go that way?
And then he goes, doo-doo-doo, as he leaves. That just cracks me up.
So what's your guys' thoughts on Tatooine? Would you want to live there?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Quickly, no.
Sometimes I feel like I do that here in California some of the days we've had, but...
Give me Endor or...
Yeah.
Or, what? Naboo.
I think I'd enjoy it. I think I'd like to live there.
I tell you what, I'd rather be there than Hoth. Even though Hoth is my favorite planet, forget the cold. I don't want no part of it.
I took one of those online quizzes. Which Star Wars planet should you live on? And I got Tatooine.
I took that same thing, but I can't remember which one it was for me. It wasn't Hoth. And I don't think it was Tatooine either.
That's a crate dragon in the background there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I remember as a kid because I had the storybook and I think it mentioned crate dragon in it. And I always knew what that was, but we never knew what it was. We knew, okay, that was that skeleton, but we didn't know what it looked like.
Right.
Growing up.
And crate dragons are huge. I didn't think they were that big, but growing up. But yeah, those are huge.
Such great characters. You got Jawas running around. I mean, these are just, these aren't even main characters. These are just Jawas put there to,
yeah,
to pick up, scavenge on the droids. And
I don't see any vinyl cape Jawas in this, though. Where are those at? You know? And here's one of those extra scenes for the Blu-ray, Chris, when they put the rock in front of the,
yeah,
not quite yet.
Yep, coming up.
Oh no, that's not here. That's when he's hiding from Ben. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. We'll get to that when it comes up.
Yeah.
But, Bud.
I love this too when he's kind of sounds like he's dying.
Many people didn't know that there was a lot of, they had a lot of kids playing the Jawas because,
yeah,
they were small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, when I was a kid, the first time I saw this, I thought the Jawas were children versions of the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that.
That's a good point, yeah.
Never thought of that, but I could see it.
Yeah. Almost the same type of clothing for the weather on this planet, but don't have the same head wraps. There's a sandcrawler.
Fantastic vehicle. Huge vehicle.
I love scale right here. Yeah. Yeah. Great name too, yeah. This is scale that it shows. I mean, they're just the Jawas don't even barely are little blips next to the wheels. It's kind of a cool shot to show how big that thing is.
Now, whenever I see this thing comes down that sucks the droids up, it reminds me of, I don't know if you guys ever played a computer game called Droidworks.
No.
No.
It probably came out in the late 90s, and it was a LucasArts game for PC. And it entails you building your own droids, and all the missions take place on Tatooine, and you kind of have to complete different missions using different droids.
Was this a computer game?
Yeah, yeah. It came
okay,
out
yeah.
It was in the late 90s. It was
interesting.
They'd always have that big vacuum thing come suck you up after you finish the mission.
Yeah. Is that R4 there? Gonk.
There's my favorite droid, Gonk.
The Gonk droid, yeah.
Lots of various droids. They did a great job at showing the various things.
Mm-hmm. Some in bad shape, some in decent shape. There we go. There we go. There's the extra scene. See, I like this. I don't know what people have a problem with this. The dewbacks, extra dewbacks, their background,
cool.
extra
I like
stormtroopers.
I like the original dewbacks better, but I still love the scene. Having all the extra stuff added in makes it look more alive. You didn't just have two troopers and a dewback in the background.
Right.
That's a little added piece there too. Onto the DVDs, it coming over the special edition, and when it comes over, you actually see it go over the hill.
Right.
Does that actually work? Just hitting on the droid wakes it up?
Trying to figure out which ones they're going to try to sell here.
Why don't they take the Death Star droid out? He's walking. I mean, he's moving around.
Houtini.
Don't you?
There's all these droids coming out.
And over the years, Hasbro has finally made each and every one of them. And I've got all of them.
And there's the Lars Homestead.
I love it. That little hut and that hole in the ground is two different locations. But yet it looks like it's on the same set, which is fantastic.
Got one. You got some tall Jawas there.
Yep.
There he is. Luke Skywalker. Oh, and man, he's a tough dude too, man. He don't suffer anybody very well. You know what I mean? He's to the point. He don't take no crap either, it sounds like.
Yep. It's like he just grows up on the farm and he's like, that's what I am and I'm not gonna be anything else.
Yeah. Here's one of my favorite lines from C-3PO. Shut it up, sir.
I love that look R2 gives him, kind of turns his head.
Yeah. So on first watch, was anyone else who was just completely frantic that R2 was getting left behind?
Yeah, exactly. See, here's the thing, Alex. Right here, and this is one of my things that make you go, the way they shoot this, it just makes me wonder if R2 had some kind of a microwave thing that he did to this other droid, because he gets left behind, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, watch, like right here. He scans him. He starts messing with his restraining bolt, and then all of a sudden the other R2 unit blows up. I was like, just too weird how this thing...
Yeah.
It could have been coincidence on how they filmed it, but...
No. But we hear in the radio dramas he does actually screw around with him.
And there you go. He's kind of bouncing around going, pick me. There's C-3PO giving his buddy some props right there. Hates him 1 minute, loves him the next.
Kind of funny how little thought goes into, you know, making such a large purchase on two droids. You know, just kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I mean, you know, you'd think it'd be comparable probably to buying a car or something like that. And they just kind of, I'll take this one and this one. Skyhopper.
Yeah. Bullseye Womp Rats.
Got a full-size bottle in the background.
You can alter time, speed up the harvest, to teleport me off this rock. I don't think so, sir. I'm only a droid and not very knowledgeable about such things.
I always thought it was kind of odd. It's an oil bath. Why would you dunk a droid completely into oil?
Well, there's a bright center of the universe on the planet that was farthest from. I see. Nope. You can call me Luke.
The planet that's farthest from.
That's just Luke. And I am C-3PO, human cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
Oh.
Here we go.
You're kind of scary. It looks like you boys see a lot of action.
With all we can do, sometimes I'm amazed we're in as good conditions we are. What with the rebellion for?
Do you know the rebellion against the Empire?
That's how we came to be in your service, if you take my meaning, sir.
And Luke wants to go.
Have you been in many battles?
To the Empire.
Yeah. Actually, that's not.
He wants to get out of.
Well, he wants to. Yeah, you're right. He wants to get out of.
Get off of Tatooine.
But his buddy, you know, Biggs went into the. Started in the Empire.
Yeah, and we find out in the radio dramas that he jumped ship.
Yeah.
To join the rebellion. Dude, she's your sister.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting that, like, probably in Luke's case, there was no real political motivations as far as in joining the rebellion. It was more about just getting off of Tatooine.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't have known a whole lot about the oppressive nature of the Empire and what they had been doing.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
It depends on what kind of news that they were getting. And I mean, there was obviously a presence on Tatooine. But
you're right. You're right. He's right, though. I mean, Chris, I mean, they're out in the sticks, man. I'm talking about they're out in the middle of nowhere. So who knows how much information they actually get of what's going on. But Luke does know about starships and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, he just probably knows the Imperial Academy, and that's about it. Because
right.
In the radio dramas, you hear him actually listening to a recruitment tape, so that's probably all he knows about.
Yeah.
I think Obama said it. Well, I don't know anyone named Obi-Wan, but...
He just ain't a farmer, he knows that.
Strange old herd.
I'm watching episode 7 when we see him.
That's our trouble. I better play back the whole thing. He said the restraining bolt.
Nice trick by R2 here to get that restraining bolt off. Smart little droid.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I guess you're too small to run away on me if I take this off.
That's okay. A mistake.
There you go. Happens. Wait a minute, where'd she go? Bring her back. Come back the entire message.
What message?
R2 playing dumb. I love that, you know. What are you talking about?
All right, we're right there,
Andrew. He's the only one that knows what's going on. He's got everything. He knows everything that's going on.
See what you can do with him. I'll be right back.
Everybody else is just catching up. I love how 3PO turns his back.
Yeah.
No, I don't like you either.
I don't like you either.
Blue milk.
This is another great scene here. They don't even have Beru and Owen. They don't have to talk. You can just watch their faces, and you know, like all the stuff that's going on. You can just wow, really good here. But look at Owen, and you know, the stuff right here. Look at this. He doesn't want to hear it. Yeah, he wants that. He doesn't want anything. He's already concerned about these droids and what they know. Man, Owen has a lot of resentment for the Skywalkers. You know, he just doesn't want to have anything to do with any of that.
If Beru just sits there and listens to the whole thing, and she doesn't say anything until Luke leaves.
Yeah. And you know what? Owen's got to know that Luke has the Force, or could have the Force. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh yeah.
So he's obviously trying to keep him away from any of that temptation.
Yeah, as he said, I'm just trying to protect him. No, yeah. You're trying to run his life is what you're trying to do. See, as soon as Luke steps out, she starts chiming in on him.
What a great line, too.
I got a chance to meet Phil Brown one time right before he passed away, which was fantastic.
Oh, nice. And here you go. Here's one of those scenes, guys, that everybody talks about. Another one of those iconic scenes of the hero getting, not knowing he's a hero yet, looking up and daydreaming about doing something bigger and better. And the music, wow. That swell is just gives you goosebumps every time, I tell you what.
Trying to hide.
Well, I mean, how did he even get away from C-3PO? It would have been more believable if, like, he came back and C-3PO was locked in the oil bath or something.
Yeah. I can't get out. I'm stuck.
He just left and 3PO didn't follow him because of his restraining bolt. 3PO don't want to get in trouble.
3PO must have been charging up or something, maybe, huh?
Yeah. I love this line. Oh, he excels at that.
Yeah.
You didn't say that yes earlier when you were vouching for him.
A Cuisinart here, action. First look at the land speeder without the Vaseline on the bottom, which is nice on the screen. What a trick, though, they thought of. That's...
Yep. Love me some sand troopers. See.
Yeah.
Tusken Raiders, I mean, sand people. Oh, I'd love to have seen a little more of them, but we can get some reaction with them. Get to see that Mantha turn.
I've always loved the look of the Manthas.
Oh, yeah.
Just those great look. Giant curled horns around the side of their head. They almost kind of look like a giant yak.
Yeah. Not good. So Luke doesn't even have anything to really... He doesn't even have a blaster. He has nothing. He has a... What does he got? A stick?
That's a gun.
A rifle.
Oh, that's his...
Yeah, that's his gun.
He never gets a chance to use it.
Yeah, with a barrel like that, it's no wonder.
Talk about that shot right there. They just rotated the film back and forth to get that sand person going up and down.
Yeah, here's R2 behind the rocks. Which
there
is
it is. Yeah.
Unrealistic. That just, it bugs me because how in the world would R2 have ever gotten behind all them rocks?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, he's more hidden than he was before. Because before he was wide on the open, they would have saw him easily. But I see what they're trying to do, but you're right, Chris. How did he get... wedged in there, but yeah. Oh. There's the new sound. What does everybody think? It doesn't bother me. I kind of like it. It seems more something a human could do.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, I mean? Three versions, and they changed it three times.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like that, but I don't have a problem with that. I think it's, like I said, something you hear out of a human more. There it is, the reveal, Obi-Wan. How does he not recognize R2? You're going to have everybody asking that again.
I mean, what we saw, I think it was in episode one. You know, it's not like his paint design there is anything unique. There's probably thousands in production, so.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. R2 units are like Toyota Camrys or something. I mean, they're just, there's so many, you know.
See, now R2's cool and calm because Ben's there.
See the look on Al Guinness's face when he hears Obi-Wan. Yeah.
The music just adds so much to a lot of these scenes.
Right. It's a lot of emotional, and especially like this stuff when he's thinking back to the old days.
Yep.
The Clone Wars.
Thank you.
Now we'll find out if he goes by Ben or Obi-Wan when the Rebels start.
Yeah. And Obi-Wan being on Tatooine for so long, he knows everything about the Sand People and how they work, and he knows they'll come back and with backup.
Poor 3PO just got cleaned up, and then he loses his arm and gets...
He got torn up there.
Got
just from
everywhere.
A little fall. Jeez. Fragile. Classic wipe right there, yes. Okay, here we go. Here's another new shot.
Which looks better.
Yeah.
Does that look a little bit bigger? I always found it kind of interesting too, because Luke wanting very desperately to get away from there, but as soon as an opportunity arises,
yeah, he doesn't take it, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't take it until he's given no options.
Yeah.
Yeah, the minute Obi-Wan asks for a ride, he's like, "Hey, I got to take care of the harvest."
Yeah. Yeah. There's the lightsaber that he picked up way back when on Mustafar. First time we ever see a lightsaber. Wow. Nice and cleaned up with a little blue tint in there now. It's not all white like it used to be in the old days.
It's pretty blue.
Now Luke actually, you know, swings that around with a little bit of a skill there without ever using it before. Here comes the lie. And I can't fault Obi-Wan for doing this, because he's not sure that he's ready to hear what's going on yet. You know, he's got to think of something quick on the fly.
Yeah,
and you know, because he doesn't know how emotionally how Luke's going to take this. I mean, he knows Luke is the last of the Jedi. He's going to be the one, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to kind of be a little careful on how he does this.
Tell him only what he's ready for.
Yeah.
By all living things, surrounds us, penetrates us, binds the galaxy together.
Yeah. Great definition of the Force there. No mention of midichlorians, but that's okay.
I love the look on Obi-Wan's face once he realizes the seriousness of the situation.
Yeah. He's realizing that it's time now. This is it.
Hiding out time is over.
Yeah, all these years, him and Yoda have been hiding out. I always wondered if Yoda and him ever communicated in any way.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I hope we get to see some of it in Rebels.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. The time has come.
I'm sure Obi-Wan travels to Dagobah every, you know, once a year or something to have a little powwow meeting.
They have a Jedi refugee luncheon once a year.
Yeah.
Get the few that they know and they kind of gather. And
I like Obi-Wan's trying to use Leia's motivation for Luke. And he doesn't fall for it, though.
How I explain about the Force? take you as far as Anchorman.
Does he give back the lightsaber, or does he? I can't remember.
No, he takes it.
Does he keep it?
Yeah, because it was his. He gave it.
I guess he did give it to him.
Yeah, can you imagine what would have happened if he didn't hold that?
Oh, here's. Until this battle station is fully operational, we are vulnerable. Rebel Alliance is too well equipped. The more dangerous you realize. Dangerous to your starfleet. I love just the pompousness. I mean, you know, just they have no fear of anything. Admiral Yulara over there.
Last remnants of the Old Republic have been swept away. Sorry, I'm excited. The
Yeah.
Here of this battle station, and what for better? If the rebels have obtained complete technical readout,
see, they're even talking about this technical readout. They know that this battle station is vulnerable, man, and they still don't care.
Any attack made by the rebels against this station would be a useless gesture, no matter what technical data they've obtained. This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest.
Don't be too cautious, technological.
My favorite line right here. Right here.
Destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Oh my gosh, what a line.
Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data.
It was kind of interesting. They were
giving you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels hidden for.
Refer to what?
That they refer to the Force, you know, being a Sith as a robot.
Right, right.
That's interesting.
Another classic line.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish.
Who's really in charge? Always, Vader or Charlie?
See, that's exactly what I'm saying, Alex. I never liked the fact that that implies that Tarkin has more power than Vader. You know, even though Vader's number two.
We were then crushed for a little yeah.
Well, Tarkin's and there's been debate on what's going on there. Go ahead, Chris.
Tarkin's in charge of the Death Star, and
I think just in charge of the Death Star.
Yeah, Vader is just—he's not—he doesn't—he's not over anything directly. He's just a Sith Lord.
Yeah.
David, but we are meant to think, David. These tracks are side by side. Sand people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jarls and Solus Artillery.
And these last points too accurate for sand people. Only in
Here's the line, right, Alex? This is a funny line.
Oh, yeah.
Imperial stormtroopers are so precise, but no, not anymore, Obi-Wan. It's been a long time since you've seen a stormtrooper shoot, or a clone trooper. These aren't clone troopers, these are stormtroopers. Yeah, they're not very good.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
I always loved that land speeder.
You know what's funny is why didn't Obi-Wan, if he was so concerned, he could have stopped him. He could have maybe done a mind trick or something, but he let him go. So I always like wondered about that. Like, did he know something has already happened, or did he think that Luke could handle himself? I don't know. It's just one of those weird questions. Here it is, Chris. Right?
See the lightsaber.
Boba Fett came by and burned these guys. Yeah. This is one of our things that make you go home right here, Alex. We did this.
Did you see Luke's ago? He's got his lightsaber on his belt there.
Burned to a crisp. Stormtroopers don't burn anybody. Blasters do that? I don't know. Blaster doesn't fry you like that.
Start the place on fire.
Yeah, but nothing's burned.
Robot chicken. That's how they did. Went to the bathroom and started a fire.
Yeah.
Might also explain the no disintegration line here.
Yeah.
Got you some Death Star troopers there with the cool helmets.
Yeah.
And the terror you see in her face when that droid comes in.
Yeah. And you know, another you were talking about, Chris and Alex, you were mentioning the radio dramas. Really, really intense scene in the radio dramas.
Yeah.
When she gets tortured. I mean, she is screaming. I mean, you could really feel it, man. She is in some pain or just mental anguish from being probed.
It makes you wonder if Lucas thought about filming more to this or if he actually did. I've never seen anything that suggests that he did. Or
yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why they're burning the Jawas. I don't know what.
I like how R2's like huddled around the fire.
He's roasting marshmallows, you know. Keeping his feet warm. I don't know. Not on Tatooine.
And the look on Obi-Wan's face is like, yep.
That's your destiny.
As a kid, so I always thought
thinking
it was...
that Obi-Wan arranged for Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru to get off just to motivate Luke into going with him?
No. You see a little extra footage here.
Yeah.
Added in.
And this is debatable whether this is actually needed, you know, with all the stuff in the background. I mean, I don't mind all the buildings and everything and the ships and everything, but the Ronto and all this other stuff.
Wasn't necessary.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just playing around. Like right here, do we need that? Probably not. That's kind of a little campy there, but oh well.
The thing that annoys me is when they come up to the stormtroopers and they have that this huge thing going across. I'm like, why block it all off like that?
Yeah.
How are you happy? About 3-4 seasons? Yep, we'll say it. This is lovely. Let me see your identification. You don't need to see his identification.
First time you get to see the Force in action.
He's on the droids, sir.
Or Force Persuasion. Look at Luke, he's like, what the heck? What is going on?
Hold on.
Now, are we all in agreement that Obi-Wan knows Chewbacca in some way, or no? You think he does? I think they do, just the way they're talking in here. I don't know. Maybe they've heard. Maybe Chewbacca's heard of them or something. Or
I think
who knows? Maybe we haven't seen yet. Like you've been talking about Rebels, Chris. Maybe they meet there. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we know that.
Maybe. If he's been living there for 20 years and occasionally goes into Mos Eisley, then, you know, maybe he's just bumped into him once or twice.
What are you saying, Chris?
Well, I was going to say, I don't think Ben goes to Mos Eisley very much. He kept to himself, but we know that Chewie knows about the Jedi because he dealt with Ahsoka. And we know, I think Obi-Wan would have dealt with the Wookiees at some point, so...
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not them two actually knew each other, that'd be nice, nice little nugget.
Hey,
possibly.
What? You're droid.
Tonica sisters.
Once we can't get action figures made up for some, whatever reason.
Yeah.
All right, now we watch this scene. We're talking about Walrus Man and Dr. Evazan getting killed. Couple episodes ago, Obi-Wan slashes twice.
I was talking with John Whitman. He wrote the Galaxy of Fear series.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember those back from the 90s?
Yeah.
And he was telling me that he got to kill off Dr. Evazan in one of his books. That was... really exciting for him to be able to kill him off, and that was about as much leeway as Lucasfilm ever gave him with killing off somebody from one of the movies.
Nice.
I don't know.
trying to intimidate a young dude. I don't know what their problem was with Luke.
Stormtroopers, 500 troopers out there.
Yeah.
Yelling at the helmet.
Actually, yeah. You see Obi-Wan's flash twice, and you hear the saber flash three times.
Right.
And I love it. Everybody just goes back to their bed right away.
They know about Jedi.
That's done.
They've heard of him. Obi-Wan and slicing off arms and bars, man. He's good at that. Seen him do that before.
Now, do they contact the troops because there's a Jedi in there, or just because of the Jedi? I think it's got to do with the Jedi.
The Biff. There he is.
Such a great little scene here.
Yeah. Sweet vest.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship, should I have? It's a ship that made a castle run, unless it's 12 parcels. The starships, not the local bulk cruisers. I'm talking about the big Corellian ships.
And you guys, I'm sure, of course, know that a parsec is a
distance. Right.
Yeah. So he's actually bragging that he shaved actual distance off the trip, not that he got there faster.
Time?
Yeah. Well, that's the real trick,
isn't it? It's got to make him extra. How much did he owe Jabba? I can't remember. Was it ever said?
I don't think it was ever said.
Yeah, okay.
You bet I could. I must have a bad part of myself.
Because he just talks about percentages.
Yeah,
later. Plus 50 when we reach all the...
So it's got to be less than that, because he tells Jabba that he's got all his money plus something extra.
Right, yeah. And you know he's got to save a little bit for himself, too, so.
Yeah.
They get out of here pretty quick, too. Whatever they do.
They're under the table, actually.
Great.
You think so?
Great opening scene for Han's character.
Yeah. Okay, there's always a huge debate. Not a debate, actually huge. Everybody's like pissed off. But they've got it as pretty close to even as you can get, I think, right, Chris?
Yeah, it's either way. I mean, it doesn't matter. He never shot.
To me, it's always Han, and I always think that. So. I think it's just the fact that everybody thinks that he's a bad guy now that he shoots first.
I don't get it. Hey, George, who used to saying that it was cold blood? Come on. The dude's sitting with a gun in your face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's. This is the life of a smuggler. Kill or be killed. And there's nothing wrong with him having being like that. And then over time, he starts fighting for the rebellion, and he makes up for his old ways, I guess, you know?
Yep.
I think it makes his character development a lot more dramatic, too.
Right. Yeah, he develops into a nice, or into a respectable person, so.
Yep.
Set your goals for all. Lock the door on you. All right, check this out. Not sure what they're actually doing right there. They're tapping on the door.
Yeah, I never really got that either.
Yeah,
tap on
like,
it. Oh, it's locked.
Yeah. It's always R2's fault.
Tells R2 to watch his language. There's 3PO playing that white droid that was just walking
yeah.
down. I'm at 3PO, Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels, yeah. Tail. There's Jabba. Wow, look at that. I wonder if we ever try to fix this. I like the scene too. I like the addition of Jabba in here. It shows, yeah, look at Boba Fett's in there. You know, it kind of shows that Jabba has this relationship with his favorite smuggler, you know, his best smuggler. But what makes it so good is that at a, just like that, Jabba will turn and want his head. You know what I mean? And that is showing how bad badass Jabba is. I mean, you don't mess with him. He'll be on his wall in just the next second. You know what I mean?
Yep.
In carbonite.
Now, this scene was originally shot with a person standing in for Jabba, correct?
Yes. I think the guy's name was Declan Holland or something like that. I don't know why I know that, but for some reason I do. But, yeah.
Yeah,
that's why you had to have that scene of him jumping over the top there with the tail. So, go ahead, Chris.
The only thing that was added to this was Jabba and Boba.
There you go. Boba breaking the fourth wall there. Look at the camera.
Docking Bay 94.
Yeah.
Look at R2 walking down the steps.
There she is. A character, not just a ship.
I love this part, them getting away, the stormtroopers come start firing on him.
Yeah. Load the weapons. Han's look on his face like, oh snap, it's time to get here. He heard the entanglement thing from Obi-Wan, but he didn't know it was going to be like this, you know, this quick.
Yeah.
You know, he thought, oh, maybe we had to go through some kind of checkpoint. He didn't know they were going to be ambushed from the get-go.
Yeah. Got two droids they're looking for and a Jedi.
Yeah. Look at that. These things are flying too. Look at this. These Star Destroyers. You got the afterburners on right there. Wow. He knows the maneuvers. Look at those maneuvers. Wow.
Yeah. Don't do anything.
It's flying in a straight line.
Straight line. Yeah, like I said.
It's working because they ain't hitting them.
It actually dust crops in a galaxy far away. Wow. First look at light speed. Wow, this was crazy back in the day. Whoa. Especially that spinning adds so much to it.
Prequel trilogy, did we? That jump to light speed with the streaks from inside the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in all sassy.
Yeah. And her sort of accent, English accent.
I would like you to be my guest to settle me and make this battle station operation. No star system will be able to go to the Emperor now.
Mention of the Emperor.
Not after we demonstrate the power of this station. In a way, you have determined the choice of the planet. Since you are reluctant to provide us with the location of a rebel base, I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on our own planet of Corbin.
It's peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't.
You will have another target, a military target, then name the system.
This is crazy how dedicated she is to this rebel cause. She gives them the fake Dantooine. And
well, you think she would have to know that they would going to walk away from Alderaan.
Yeah. She obviously knew that no matter what she said, they were going to blow up that planet.
We will deal with your rebel friends.
That's insane, though, to think that anything like that, they would destroy a planet.
Yeah. Tremendously powerful weapon. That's crazy. I'm sure Yoda is feeling the same thing on Dagobah right now as Obi-Wan is.
Surprised we didn't get any of that added back yet.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Get Yoda collapsing.
Right. Like we saw in Order 66.
But I'm glad he didn't. Because first time we see Yoda is an Empire and he's all that goofy little self.
Yeah. Classic. The jar table here.
Have they created a board game of this yet? Because they really should.
I know, right?
I'd play it.
Yeah.
But sir, nobody wants to have a droid.
It's because a droid don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose.
You're chewy.
To do that.
Look at that. Nice.
I see what
Look at Chewie doesn't even care that he's getting. They're going to let him win. He's like, yeah, I don't care if you let me win. I still want to win. Lightsaber is not as blue as it was in the beginning. Obviously, the Skywalker talent is showing through right here. He gets hit a couple times, but he's able to quickly learn.
Yeah, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff. I've never seen anything.
And you kind of have to believe what Han's saying here because he's grown up at a time where the Jedi were all but extinct, right? So he hasn't seen any of this really, especially in his line of work, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all hiding out, yeah. I'm sure he's probably heard of it, but like you say, he just sees that it's some kind of hokey thing that was around a long time ago.
The black shield down, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight?
The eyes for the secret, don't trust them.
I'm still trying to figure out what the heck they would use a blast shield on a helmet for. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I know. I always wondered that myself.
Like, what the heck? There you go. Look at the Skywalker lineage right there.
I call it luck. Life's good is because of status luck.
Look, good against remotes is one thing. Good against the living, it's something else. It's like coming up on all around.
That's good. You're taking your first step into a larger world.
A Tarkin invader.
Is he on an iPad right there?
Look like it, huh? He's running iOS 8 right now. So obviously they've been trying to get her through the probe droid or through torture to get her to say anything, but she is really strong. Thinks it's an asteroid. Things must be fast. Obviously, they're fast because Han's having trouble keeping up. Good scale shot right there. That's how big that Death Star is. Another great shot right there. Get out of the way. What the heck is a mouse droid for anyway? I don't know.
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
I guess we'll never know what those things are for.
It must be trying to return the stolen plans to the princess. She may yet be
used to us. Huge battalion of stormtroopers here.
I don't understand why Vader didn't board the ship right then.
Yeah, I know, especially when he senses something. Yeah, that's a good point, Alex. Why not just take a ride, take a walk around. Almost like he was like, you know what, I'm, you know, I need to face him alone, like he tells Tarkin, like, almost like it's a destiny thing, like he's got to let it happen that way or something. I don't know. It's a good plan. Yeah. There must be something in these panels that are able to deflect a scanner, you know.
Well, I don't think they've scanned it yet.
That's
right.
Right. They haven't scanned it yet. You're right. You're right. I was thinking they had already scanned it. Yeah.
He just scratched Chewie behind the ears.
And lucky for them, they didn't have any stormtroopers securing the inside of the ship, only just the outside, so that would have made it easier for them to get out here. And they don't send any stormtroopers up with them in the scanning crew.
That's hey, you got two unarmed guys.
Yeah. Again, stormtroopers aren't that smart. They just kind of do what they're told. Like they, all this, all that noise. They leave their posts. Oh man, another bad move by stormtroopers. Never leave your post. See, that's why, because you got your boss calling for you. Got there quick.
I love how Chewie just doesn't waste any time.
Hey, Chewie, howling, you're blasting everything. It's like one of the whole station doesn't know we're here.
Bring them on. I prefer a straight fight to all this.
We probably have a camera on that side.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to put that in mind and get rid of that.
We know that Vader sensed Obi-Wan.
He says he's from the maintenance post to the power.
I'm assuming that Obi-Wan has sensed Vader as well. What do you think, Chris?
Since Vader? Oh, yeah. He senses Vader for sure.
And now he's already made up his mind on what his plan is going to be. Disable the tractor beam and give Luke a chance to get away.
They must be delivered safely, or other star systems will suffer the same fate as all of them. Your destiny lies in my hand. Lost will live with you.
Even Chewie has a problem with him.
Great man, he's known him 2 days.
Look at now, Hannah tells him, yeah, we're supposed to stay here. I thought he wanted a fair straight on fight.
She's rich.
Yeah. Even Chewie knows, like, okay, this might change things.
You can imagine what Chewie was thinking there or saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, you know, he's saying, "Han, we this can get us out of trouble."
Chewie's thinking, "I can finally upgrade my crossbow."
Yeah.
I love Mark's acting here.
Yeah.
Master Luke, pardon me for asking, but what should Artu and I do if we're discovered here? Lock the door.
And hope they don't have blasted.
That isn't very reassuring.
I love the way he just flops his arm on his head there.
But yeah.
Those mouse droids must be kind of like gopher droids. They just bring info back and forth or something.
Yeah.
Because they don't, they seem rather useless.
And at first you're thinking, wait a minute. You know, you see this Wookiee, but the Empire has a lot of history with the Wookiees, so I guess walking a Wookiee around in handcuffs is not that big a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, they've used them plenty of times for slave labor.
Right.
He senses him.
Yep.
I love it. They're looking out. Wait a minute. Okay, it opens the back way.
That's such a real scenario. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Chewie's trying to get his big old Wookiee paws on that gun. It looks a little clumsy with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to get his finger in the trigger well being.
Yeah.
Alright, here we go with Han's best performance.
Oh, yeah. Funniest thing right here in the whole saga.
Everything's under control. Situation normal. What happened? Just like weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
I love how he winces when he says that.
Now just keep us locked down.
From the making of Star Wars, that line was actually absent.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those things that Kirshner, or not Kirshner, Lucas and Harrison got to kind of go with it a little bit. So that made it perfect.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you. Okay. I'm here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
Come on.
She sure is frisky for somebody that's been tortured.
Well, let me go and come to you. What makes you think so?
A channel in the Force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master.
Surely he must be dead by now.
Don't underestimate the Force.
The Jedi are extinct. Their father's gone out of the universe. You, my friend, all that's left of their religion.
Look at even he knows that he was a Jedi.
Yes.
That was a big thing. You remember, you know, guys, that did.
I can't wait to see if we're going to get Tarkin.
Does Tarkin know? Yeah, does Tarkin know that he was a Jedi or that he was Anakin? It seems to think, it seems to me he does.
Escape is not his plan. I was facing alone.
I remember, I can't remember what story it was, but in the Clone Wars, we got some interaction towards the end between Tarkin and
Anakin. And,
yeah, it was definitely really interesting, those two interact.
Yeah.
Watch your left. They went down the building.
Can't get out that way.
Looks like you're going to cover only escape route.
You like that in yourself, Your Highness. Secret. Are there any other ways out of the cell bay? Cut off!
Out of one spot,
Leia's going to try to take over here. Everybody loves the interactions between Leia and Han throughout the rest of the movie. Start of this love-hate relationship.
Down there at the end of the hall, I can't even see what's down there now. That's lucky they didn't nail anybody. Wow.
You fucking damn, I already tried this thing to steal.
Put that thing away, you're gonna get us all killed.
Look, I had everything under control, but you let us down here. You know, it's not gonna take long to figure out what happened to us.
That didn't sound good.
It's worse.
There's something alive in here. That's your imagination. Something just messed my leg.
So how's this thing living in a foot of water? I don't know. I've always heard that as a question.
Well, I mean, how did it even get in there? They're on a space station.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, like a stormtrooper must have been keeping it as a pet.
Yeah. Flushed it down the toilet.
Coming up, so we flushed it down the toilet.
Yeah. And here's another thing, too, is like, where did Luke go in a foot of water? He must be in a deep area. Stands up. And he's gone again, and they can't find him in a foot of water. Must be dragging him around underneath him.
I mean, it's a pretty effective way to hunt, you know, just grab it and hold it underwater till it drowns.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know. That's all of me disappeared.
There he goes, the classic line, I have a bad feeling about this. I've heard that many times. We'll hear that many times more.
Something.
Oh, watch this. Stormtrooper hits his head. There it is. Oh, there it is. Stormtrooper on the right hits his head. I love that they've never taken it out and they've never fixed that. Love that. And we've seen it. We'll see it again. And Django
does it. Stand guard. I love this. Tells him to stand guard and then he lets the only two people in there out.
Yeah. Sure, what's going on the top? Is there like a shutoff valve up top or something? I don't know. Or to, I guess to the door, maybe.
Oh, you mean why he's trying to get her up
to the top? Yeah.
I think it's just so because if you're towards the bottom, the trash will.
Oh, I guess the trash.
Quicker, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't smash all the way to the walls. Yeah.
Well, it probably won't crush it completely, but it'll be enough to kill him. I would think. Obi-Wan's expected Vader to pop out sometime because he's got his
saber
ready.
Yeah, you got that lightsaber on, huh?
So at what point does it become the Imperial's plan to let them escape?
That is a good question.
I mean, because that would almost determine whether or not Kenobi threw his life away for nothing if they were already going to let the rebels escape.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, that is a good question. It had to be.
I think that when Vader decides, when he realizes it's Obi-Wan and he goes to find him, and then they put the other plan into action.
Because they know they're going to take the princess directly to the rebels, so.
Yep.
And even Leia knows that they're going to let him get away. Yeah.
After she gets out, they probably decide to go ahead and do that. I mean, that makes sense. I love how Luke's just kind of standing behind him when they're arguing. He's just kind of like, okay, what's going on here?
Somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way.
Oh, Lord, is worth this. Walking carpet. Bah! Love that line.
Yeah. Just talk about nothing really. I see. I'm surprised they don't see him walking away right there. They're like looking at each other. I guess those helmets don't do well on peripheral vision.
Are you safe? You can make it. You're better than I thought.
Nice. Come on.
I love his response to that. Nice.
And the way she says that, obviously she thinks his ship is a piece of junk too. This is great. They're chasing. One guy is chasing all these stormtroopers. For a minute. That's classic, man.
I didn't care for them adding that extra stormtrooper. It looked
care for what
it was.
What functionality does that even have in the middle of a Death Star?
Yeah.
How the door comes up just a few inches at a time.
Yeah. There you go. Man, they're bad shots. I wonder if Obi-Wan was trying to lure Vader away from the action over here, you know? Obviously, he didn't lure him far enough because they were pretty close in the end. But I love how Han jumps in.
Just to walk around, and, you know, you'd think they'd have some kind of surveillance system where somebody would recognize him as not belonging.
Yeah. Vader's just waiting with his lightsaber already ignited. Great dialogue in this fight. And I thought that Anakin was a better fighter, obviously, than Obi-Wan, and he had the upper hand in most of that duel on Mustafar. Anakin was just so arrogant and thought he was, you know, all that. But he made a little mistake, but I've always thought Vader was a better fighter.
I agree.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of criticism about this fight scene.
There's been a lot of theories about, you know, how they're older now, and Vader's a lot older, and he's in a suit, and of course the time frame. This is the first time we ever see a fight. They do their best to make it look flashy and speedy, though. A couple old guys.
I mean, and in universe, you can even explain it away as you don't know what's going on behind the scenes as far as them having a battle of the wills through the Force.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, good point. I was just going to say that too, you know. I forgot about this part where, how can I forget this, but Obi-Wan kind of lures everybody over to them. Like, whoa, what's going on here? We've never seen this before.
Come on, Otto. We get it.
But again, the plan to let them escape was already into effect at this point, so. Yeah. Yeah, this is a powerful moment right here, the first time I ever saw it. It's like, what? And where did we go? One with the Force. We know Qui-Gon was the first one to tap into this. He taught Yoda how to do it, and it looks like, and obviously Obi-Wan how to do it. There you go.
I think this is my first time rewatching since we've seen we see Yoda kind of delve into all that. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it adds an interesting dynamic to it.
Talk about the lost episodes or the extra season six or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Yoda arc where he kind of went on that mission to.
Right.
And Leia just had her whole planet destroyed, and here she is comforting Luke.
Yeah.
She's a strong individual.
And just to make this seem a little bit more believable, even Leia knows, it's like they only send a few fighters after him instead of a Star Destroyer and all that, you know.
Yep.
Sent four fighters, like, what's four fighters gonna do? And of course, the animation in this, or the animatics, taken directly from a World War II footage, almost like shot for shot. Not only here, but also in the main Death Star trench room. Family Guy special. This reminds me of that every time. The cocky line. He's always getting this crap. Man. He had wires all over him. And here we find out.
Just people jump into space. I'm sure that only Nathan is here aboard that ship. Taking an awful risk there. This will never work. And then you'll rescue him.
See, right there, there's Tarkin agreeing to and letting Vader kind of take the lead a little bit there. So it kind of makes me think that still Vader's still in charge a little bit, you know. He's the one that made the call on that tractor or homing beacon. So.
But he still makes that comment that this better work almost kind of.
Yeah.
That he does. I mean, you know,
kind of let him do it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's an interesting, complex relationship. So. That's why I said I'm kind of excited for this Tarkin book to kind of glimpse behind the scenes and get in Tarkin's head and how he views everything.
Right.
a great little interaction between them two without Luke there.
Yeah.
Then you kind of see a little buddy-buddy between Luke and Han here.
Yeah. A little rivalry going there now. I love the sound effects of that Millennium Falcon. It just makes it sound like a power. It sounds like a, you know, like a souped up hot rod or something, you know? Just mean. It's just got that mean sound to it, man, when it comes in.
See, I want to see more of the shots like this in episode
5. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Is this our first look at the X-Wings?
Mm-hmm.
X-Wings.
Got some Y-Wings there.
Yep, Y-Wings.
So that's his HDMI port.
Yeah. Of course, the graphics aren't as not high def.
Okay, it's his AV port then.
Yeah.
I like how Han intends to leave, but he still comes to the briefing.
Yeah. Even Han's like, man, that's ridiculous. That Death Star gets there pretty quick, too.
Yep. Yeah, so travel from Alderaan all the way to there that fast, but then it's going to take them, what, like 30 minutes, 20 seconds?
To orbit? Yeah. Yeah. This is another part where we've talked about this, Chris, and how I just feel like Chewie does a lot of, you know, convincing right here, or tries to convince Han, and he finally ends up doing it after they leave. But you'll hear some things from Chewie here, like, well, it makes you think.
Well, it's kind of neat, too. You see 3PO walk up talking to Chewie.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if Han went into the battle, I don't think he would have gotten a fighter. He would have said, no, no, I'm going in my own ship.
Oh, yeah. So here's where Hot Chewie's talking to him right here.
What are you looking at? I don't
know. Yeah, like he's questioning him, like, hey, Han, you know, is this really, are we really doing the right thing? That's kind of what I'm thinking he's saying, you know.
I think there's quite a bit more conversation going on after that.
Yeah. Oh, Biggs. Biggs.
So the Blu-ray release has the deleted scenes with him and Biggs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got all the deleted scenes.
It's not in the movie itself, but it's in the extra scenes, yeah.
Okay.
You also got the sandstorm scenes from Jedi.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff that we've never seen before.
Got Luke in the cave building his lightsaber.
Yeah. Yep, that scene's there.
Hang on tight, R2. You've got to come back. You wouldn't want my life here boring, would you?
You know, from a practical standpoint, it's kind of interesting that Luke got a fighter. You know, you got to think the Rebellion's probably stressed on resources, and they don't really know how skilled of a pilot he is. But
exactly, yeah.
I mean, they just kind of take it, go out on a limb here and just give him a flight suit, put him in a, you know, I'm sure the fighter's got to cost 20, 30,000 credits.
Yeah, and it really shows to the, or goes to the fact that they are kind of at the end here, and they'll just take anybody, you know, not necessarily just anybody, but, you know, if you have any kind of skill at all, we're going to throw you in there, because we got to throw everything we have at the Empire, because this could be it right here. So they'll take pretty much anybody. If you can, and Biggs kind of vouched for him, like, hey, he's a good pilot, you know.
Yeah. Well, plus we see in the radio drama that Biggs actually runs him through simulations and stuff before letting him actually go out into the fighter.
Little extra scene here. I love this scene. The pan across of the fighters. Hey, Porkins. Obviously, no weight limit for the X-Wing. Porkins fits in there pretty well.
Red Leader is as country as it comes.
Yeah. Wedge, there you go. And he's too good to be in episode 7, apparently.
That's disappointing when I heard that.
Yeah, or standalone or whatever they wanted him to do. Great scene here, great music. Look at this. Dive bombing into the, oh man. And look at Luke, he just lets it go, man. He's got the pedal to the metal, and he's got his trigger figure is just going crazy right now. He's just blasting as much as he can.
I appreciate that they keep the lasers different color for the different sides, so you don't get confused about who's firing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so you got the Imperials all using green lasers, and the Rebels using red.
Yeah, and you'd think it'd be the other way around. You know, lightsabers, you know, Sith use red.
Yeah.
This is different. They're doing some damage, though. I mean, the small group of X-Wings, man, they're doing some damage. But in the size of this Death Star, you know, obviously, target's not concerned.
Trust your feelings.
Squad leaders, we picked up a new group of signals. Enemy fighters coming your way.
My scope's negative. I don't see anything.
Pick up the original scouting. Here they come.
It's a great shot how they're all like, they're almost like a Blue Angels, like their movements are exactly the same as they come
down.
Yeah,
they're all synchronized. Yep.
They're synchronized, yeah. Yeah.
Pick one up, watch it. I can't see it.
But here again, you gotta think.
Yeah.
I love how some of these X-Wings, they don't just, you know, explode into one big ball of fire. They just fall apart.
Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come on.
Those scenes there where we have Leia and the leadership. Always kind of. The footage and kind of moving the ships around on the board and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Ah, here comes. Great shot. Coming right through.
Where are you?
Whoa, that was fantastic. Look at that. That was great.
Love that.
This is Gold Leader.
Here comes the Y-Wings. I love the sound of the Y-Wings too. It sounds like jets coming in. Here goes Vader. This was just like unbelievable back in the day watching this going into that trench run dive. That dive into the trench run. Especially on the big screen, it feels like you're. It feels like Star Tours, like you just flying with them, you know? So these Y-Wings, I don't know if they've ever mentioned it, but obviously they're a lot faster than the X-Wings, and that's why they're making this run. Is that what you guys get that too? Or?
They carry the bomb. They're bombers.
Oh, bombers, right? I just thought they were faster.
I'm trying to keep separate of what I remember from the X-Wing series and what we actually know from the movies.
Yeah. Obviously, the TIEs are built for speed because they're faster than anything. Oh, here we go.
Great delivery on that line.
Yeah. Overconfidence of Tarkin, man. He doesn't believe anybody.
I like how Leia's just kind of hanging there.
And maybe because he knows that he thinks that all the Jedi are extinct, he doesn't realize there's a, you know, a Jedi using the Force out there. And maybe if he knew that, maybe he would have changed his mind. Like, maybe I'll watch this one out from my ship and see how it goes, you know. But he thinks this is a bunch of ragtag rebels, so.
If he had got out on the shuttle, then he swings over and picks up Vader, and then they take off.
Yeah.
Imperials really don't know about the fault signs. Threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Imperials don't know about the exhaust port. They're like, you know, what can the rebels really do? They're just like taking out a couple turrets, and that's about it.
I wonder what they thought the threat was, though, then. You know what I mean? Like, he tells Tarkin, he analyzed. I thought that, you know, they analyzed what they were doing. Like, oh, wait a minute. They're going down this trench. They're trying to find out this exact port. So that's what I get. You think it's something different going on?
No, I think they figured out where the problem was.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Target computer didn't help.
Like, Leia doesn't say anything. She's just kind of soaking it all in. She's not. The other guys are doing all the time.
I like how Luke kind of takes charge here. And just, you know,
yep,
he's becoming a leader right here. You know, and you got more experienced guys out here doing this, but he takes the lead. Shots here. Just through the cockpit of the Vader. Wedges out. Not Biggs. Get out of there, Biggs.
No.
Yeah, Biggs, and these guys are going down. I know that they're just covering him, and man, that's some courage right there. They know they're the first ones that are going to get nailed. Oh, there he is. Nails are too.
Wow.
R2 just saved Luke right there.
Talk about waiting to the last second.
Yeah. There he is. So, see, Chewie convinced him, man. Got him back.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, also, how am I going to take any chances and stay on that planet?
Yeah.
Getting off. I love that they use a shot of Tarkin and they go right to the explosion.
The last thing you see before that was Tarkin with his, you know, thinking like, oh man, we got this. Negative. There's Vader. Great pilot is able to stabilize his ship. And regroup with the Empire somewhere.
Such realistic battle scenes is what makes this stand out.
Yeah. Time for the celebration.
The worst part of the movie.
Because Chewie doesn't get a medal?
Exactly. Poor Chewbacca left without a medal. Have we ever gotten an answer as to why?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard anything.
I haven't heard anything.
I love Luke's jacket, though, in this scene. Yeah. I picked up the Black Series figure of Luke in his ceremonial outfit. I just love that jacket.
Yeah.
I don't think I could pull it off, but if it was socially acceptable, I would wear it.
Yeah, all you gotta do is, you know, get the feathered look right there. You'll be good. The feathered hair look. Yeah, part down the middle. Looking sick. The only thing I think of is, like, you know, Han's the captain of the Millennium Falcon, so, you know, the captain. He's the one who was doing all the flying or whatever. But, and then, you know, like, you can say, why didn't Wedge get a medal or anybody else that flew? It was just these two.
Where's R2's medal?
Yeah.
There, the droid's all clean and
nice and looking pretty. Leia doesn't look too shabby either, right?
Han's pants are blue.
Yeah.
I just kind of noticed that. They're blue.
And there it is.
Wow.
Got through it. Man, it goes so fast when you're watching it. Like, wow. We're already done. George Lucas. Oh, man. So there you go, guys. We got through it, Star Wars. I'm going to turn it down a little bit here.
We'll give you guys about 30 seconds to pop an Empire, and we're just going to keep going.
I know. Hey, we're going to get through these, man. That was fun. Yeah, like, we actually, Chris mentioned it before we even started. We had done this before with another, Riley and Bethany over at the Star Wars Report, but unfortunately it got lost in some kind of storm. So it was nice to go back and do it again. And we're going to do the rest of them. We're going to actually follow and just keep going, right, Chris? We'll do Empire next and work our way through the saga. And then one of these days we'll get to episode 7 and 8 and 9 and all the standalones and all that. So, but this is our first entry. So, that was a great time, too, going through there. I hope you guys enjoy that. Chris, anything you wanted to mention before we sign off? Anything coming up?
No, just our normal stuff. Be sure to look at us on Facebook at Classic Star Wars Now. Sarlacc Pit Podcast, and then now on Twitter we also got at Classic Star Wars and at Sarlacc Pit Cast.
And we got a new website, like you said, and the new feed. Guys, don't forget about the new feed. Hopefully we'll get a message out on the old feed just to come to the new feed, so don't forget about that. Alex, anything going on with Yoda's News? I saw that you guys are Yoda's News won a something signed. What did they win? Something signed by Matt Lanter, wasn't it? Just the other day?
Yeah, I believe so. I've been honestly out of the loop. I just move. I think last time I was on, I was getting ready to move, and now I'm moved, so I'm in Orlando now, and I'm getting ready to start school this week, so I've been kind of busy, but definitely check out Yoda's News. I got a interview with John Jackson Miller coming out this Monday on September the 29th, so it'll probably be up by the time the show airs, I guess. Cool. But yeah, great interview talking about like the Lucasfilm Story Group and A New Dawn and stuff. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
Nice. I look forward to that too. All right. So you got Yoda's News. Don't forget about Galactic Binder. And that's going to do it for our commentary. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And we will be back fairly soon, back to our regular episodes and our topics. And for Alex and Chris, my name is Matt. We will see you guys next time in the Sarlacc Pit. Yeah, I think we should do, like you said, pop an empire, man. We'll keep going. Let's do it. I'm going to do Return of the Jedi. And then...
Thank you for joining us on the Sarlacc Pit, the official podcast of GalacticBinder.com and Yodasnews.com. Star Wars, its logo, and all things in the Star Wars universe are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content within this podcast, unless otherwise indicated, is the intellectual property of GalacticBinder.com and Yodasnews.com.